Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav, 4-6. We had said previously that there are three core themes of Rosh Hashanah, Malchuyos, that recall that Hashem is sovereign over the universe, Zichronos, that Hashem on Rosh Hashanah remembers all of history and the deeds of every individual, and Shofaros, that there's a certain Gilui Shechina, a certain enhanced expression of God's presence in this world that's accompanied by the shofar, which is particularly exemplified by what happened at Har Sinai, the revelation of the Torah at Har Sinai, and of Hashem was given and accompanied by the shofar blowing, as well as the ultimate coming of Mashiach will be heralded by the shofar blowing. Now, the way Chazal set it up, as we said, is there would be psukim, verses that refer to these different themes in the Musaf prayer, and there'd be shofar blasts that would accompany those. Our mission here is discussing the exact parameters of how many and how much and from where one says those psukim. So the mission begins by saying, Ein pochasin ma'asara malchuyos, ma'asara zichronos, ma'asara shofaros. According to the Tanakhama, you can have no fewer than 10 psukim recited in Musaf that refer to Hashem's malchus, another 10 referring to zichronos, and another 10 referring to the shofaros. So the structure of that would be 3 from the Torah, 3 from Ksuvim, 3 from Navi, and then again one more from Torah for each of those 3 themes. The idea being that the number 10 is to allude to, first of all, in parallel, the 10 hillels, praises, that appear in the final chapter of Tehillim, of Psalms 150, Kapitel Kufnun. So we are praising Hashem and paralleling those 10 praises there. Secondly, at the revelation of Har Sinai, so that was accompanied, that included the 10 Maamros, the 10 commandments, if you will, those 10 statements of Hashem. So that happened again at Har Sinai with shofar, and again an expression of Hashem's Malchus, etc. And the third thing is that there were 10 ma'amaros, 10 utterances that Hashem made at the creation of the world. And of course, Rosh Hashanah commemorates the creation of the world, Hayom Haras Olam. And that being the case, these 10 utterances are paralleled by these 10 psukim that we say in the Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, im amar shalosh shalosh makulon yatsa. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that while it's true l'chadchila, it would be good to have 10 verses for each of the 3 themes, if one just said a single verse from Torah, a single from Ksuvim, a single from Navi, so it's just 3 verses for each of the 3 themes, meaning a total of 9 verses of the whole thing as opposed to 30, so then Yatzah, after the fact, you would be Yotzi, and 1 verse would be enough. The halacha, in fact, does follow Riocha Menuri, so that would be true, B'diyevet won't be Yotzi. Now, the Mishnah continues, it says, Ein mazkirin zikaron malchuyos v'shofar shel peronios. When one says these psukim, you can't just choose any psukim. You shouldn't choose psukim that are that recall Hashem's retribution or their negative thoughts, negative ideas. Certainly, Rosh Hashanah is an incredibly potent day. We're very careful, even simana milsihi, that even since symbolic acts make a difference, one should be very careful in all even symbolic acts on Rosh Hashanah. We have those simanim that we eat, etc. on Rosh Hashanah night. So certainly, recalling verses that speak of Hashem's punishment or being exacting upon us, certainly inappropriate. That would be true for all the verses, all the themes, all 3 themes. The Gemara adds, in addition, that it is inappropriate to mention Zichronos verses that talk about individuals. We want to talk about Hashem being Zohar in the context of community as a whole. Matchil b'Torah, u'mashlim b'Navi. Says the Tana here that in the choice of the psukim, and the way to do it is that the first 3 should be psukim that come from the Torah, and then there'd be 3 psukim from Ksuvim, and then you'd have the Hashlama, the completion, with 4 psukim from the Navi. It's true that usually the order is in Tanakh is that it's Tanakh, Torah, then Nevi'im, then Ksuvim. But here, Ksuvim come first. Ksuvim come first, because chronologically speaking, David HaMelech, who is the author of most of Tehillim, chronologically precedes Navi, and most of all the psukim essentially that we're saying are coming from Tehillim, from Ksuvim, and that being the case, it comes first. So it would be three Torah, three Ksuvim, and then four Navi, according to the Tanakh here. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Im Hishlam B'Torah Yatza. Rabbi Yossi says, if you complete with a pasuk from the Torah, you're Yotzi. The Gemara says there's actually Chsuri Mechsra, there's actually some words that should be changed through this Mishnah properly, and the way it should be read is Rabbi Yossi Omer, Umashlam B'Torah, you should, L'Charchil, ideally, have your final 10th pasuk go back to a Torah theme. So it'll be three from Torah, three from Ksuvim, three from Navi, and then one more from Torah. Vim Hishlim B'Navi Yatza, but if you didn't, and you had your your 10th pasuk being a fourth verse from Navi, that would be okay. Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, meaning L'Charchil, it should actually come ending up with a pasuk from the Torah. According to the Tanakhama, you would be ending your fourth pasuk from Navi. And so the Gemara says, because the Gemara says that the Vasikin, those who love mitzvahs, would go like Rabbi Yossi, so therefore the halacha follows him.